as we get more and more Americans immunized, more and more people around the world immunized, that's what's going to break the back of the pandemic.
COVID vaccine distribution expands. It's Monday, December 21st. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson. You'll find us online on VOA Asia Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Also ahead, an Aussie home virus test is approved. International migrants face extra virus pressures. And the antidote, in the movies, that is. It's all on today's VOA Asia. The United States is expanding its rollout of the newly approved COVID-19 vaccine to hundreds of distribution centers where thousands of healthcare workers are expected to be vaccinated. We hear more from VOA's Mariama Diallo.
Nearly 1,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine have arrived at Indiana University Health Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis. Hospital Pharmacy Director Tay Trujillo.
It's exciting. I mean, this is a light at the end of the tunnel.
But getting people vaccinated is challenging, says Trujillo.
In the environment that we're in right now, with COVID surge, increased patient volumes, staff being tired, and then saying, oh, by the way, we need to add this on, that's the challenge. Everyone's plate is very full, and then we need to make sure this happens and it happens, you know, correctly. And with the Pfizer product having a very limited, room temperature duration, the timing is kind of crucial.
Dr. Stephen Rumpf was one of the first at the hospital to get inoculated.
It has been a long 9 months, is what it's been. You know, it's been a privilege and an honor to be on the front line and take care of people.
COVID-19 has killed more than 310,000 people in the United States and infected more than 17 million, overwhelming the healthcare system, inflicting economic pain, and putting millions out of work. The vaccine is the first step toward recovery, say medical experts.
Right. So thrilled with how effective this vaccine is and how safe it is. And I think as we get more and more Americans immunized, more and more people around the world immunized, that's what's going to break the back of the pandemic.
But there have been a few cases of allergic reactions to the vaccine, including some in Britain and one Thursday in Alaska.
The vaccine itself will expire.
There are also difficulties involved in distributing the vaccine in remote areas worldwide because of the need to keep the doses in ultra-cold temperatures. Dr. Barak Kazaz, a supply chain expert, explains.
If you're going to a metropolitan city in, say, in Africa, the type of logistical arrangement that we make for the U.S. market is no different. However, for remote places, that might be quite challenging, and we might have to use, for example, drone technologies to deliver in such short periods of time these vaccines.
Meanwhile, on Thursday, the number of cases worldwide has exceeded 74.6 million, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
As the vaccine rollout expands, so does our coverage. You can read more on our Twitter stream at VOA Asia, find us on Facebook, and of course stop by our website. That's voanews.com. These are among some of the top Asia headlines you'll find right now when you make a visit to voanews.com. India crosses 10 million mark as infections slow. 1 year on, Wuhan residents share lockdown memories and hopes for 2021. Rare UN-Taliban agreement to set up 4,000 schools in insurgent-held Afghan territory. Nepal Prime Minister seeks snap election after losing party support. Halal status of COVID-19 vaccine worries Muslims. Expanded coverage of all these stories and so much more are online at Facebook at VOA Asia and, of course, our VOANews.com website. I'm Jim Stevenson. This is VOA Asia. Thanks for being with us today. A rapid over-the-counter COVID-19 test developed by the Australian company Illume has been given emergency approval in the United States. It will be America's first over-the-counter testing technology that does not require any laboratory involvement to process a result. It uses a nasal swab and then screens the sample through an analyzer connected to a smartphone, delivering results in about 20 minutes. Phil Mercer in Sydney tells us Illume's product is the first at-home coronavirus test that does not require a prescription in the United States.
The FDA said the technology would ease the burden on laboratories and test supplies and allow Americans to be screened for the virus from the safety of their homes. The test has been developed by Illume, a firm based in Brisbane, Australia. The company hopes to manufacture up to 200,000 kits each day by March. The first consignment is expected to be delivered next month. Illume founder and chief executive Sean Parsons, a former emergency and intensive care physician, says the self-test will help reduce the spread of COVID-19.
It's new technology that we created here in Brisbane over a long time, and it's terrific to see this product being approved by the FDA in these tumultuous times to help respond to coronavirus.
The technology, however, is unlikely to be used in Australia. Dr. Paul Kelly is the acting chief medical officer.
Here in Australia, we don't have that emergency that they have in the US. The other thing that's different here in Australia is we have a very large and deliberately expanded laboratory network using the gold standard of PCR testing. We have plenty of capacity there.
Australia has mostly contained COVID-19. It's recorded about 28,000 infections since the pandemic began, and 908 people have died. But after months of relative calm and low case numbers, residents in parts of Australia's biggest city have been urged Thursday to stay at home for at least 3 days because of a cluster of new infections. Other states are imposing restrictions on travellers from Sydney's Northern Beaches region, where the new outbreak is centred. Authorities are racing to identify the source of the infections. Sophisticated contact tracing has been a key part in Australia's coronavirus strategy. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Stay tuned in just a moment on VOA, a huge computer hack. Happening now in Asia, voters in Thailand cast ballots nationwide Sunday in provincial elections, marking the first test of democracy since a general election last year that drew accusations of manipulation and helped spawn months of youth protests. Polling officials reported a steady turnout despite Thailand's coronavirus surge. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. We're glad you're with us as we begin a new week together on VOA Asia. The coronavirus pandemic has affected people worldwide, including migrants, many of whom who have gotten ill, lost jobs, or been stranded in destination countries. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir spoke with the head of the UN's Migration Agency about their predicament.
There are about 272 million migrants worldwide. A little less than half of them are women. The UN considers a migrant to be anyone who changes their country regardless of the reason, but most move to seek economic improvement. According to the IOM, India has the largest number of migrants living abroad, more than 17 million. The United States remains the top destination country, home to more than 50 million migrants. Some 3 million migrants have been stranded by COVID-19 lockdowns and border closures, but the virus has not stopped the criminals who exploit those seeking to reach new countries.
There are four times more arrivals in Italy this year through the Mediterranean, one of the most dangerous routes, than last year. Or if you look to the Gulf of Aden, there are 130,000 people who are crossing the Gulf both ways to reach the Gulf countries, and they did not stop because of the pandemic.
More than 3,100 migrants have died trying to reach destination countries this year. Drowning is the most common cause. As some rich nations approve COVID-19 vaccines and begin vaccinating their populations, Vitorino says migrants must not be excluded.
It's the responsibility of governments to guarantee that all that are present in their own territory, whether they are nationals or non-nationals. In practical terms, the pandemic has shown us that nobody is safe until everyone is safe.
International Migrants Day is a time to recognize migrants' contributions to the countries they settle in and respect their right to seek a better life, says the IOM.
Migration is a natural phenomenon of human life. It has always existed and it will go on existing in our world.
Migrants are often thought of as being undocumented workers, but the vast majority are legally in destination countries. They work in all fields, from manual labor to specialties, including healthcare and technology. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.
VOA Asia Facebook is the choice of millions to see and read the latest stories about Asia and the United States. Follow us on VOA Asia Facebook and say hello online or on your smartphone. Subscribe to all of our platforms for free. See, hear, and read and share all of the latest from VOA Asia anytime. VOA Asia is your trusted source for news and great features.
This news from VOA Asia. Taiwan's Navy and Air Force were deployed Sunday as a Chinese aircraft carrier group led by the country's newest carrier sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait the day after a U.S. warship transited the same waterway. All the big stories come your way throughout the day on VOA Asia, Twitter, and Facebook. This is VOA Asia. As VOA Asia continues, The Antidote, a documentary by filmmakers Kahane Cooperman and John Hoffman, offers stories about acts of kindness in communities across America. The filmmakers tell VOA's Penelope Palou that their film reflects Americans' collective humanity and empathy.
Kindness is the word that inspired Emmy Award-winning filmmakers Kahane Cooperman and John Hoffman to make The Antidote. The documentary focuses on how American communities across the country are coming together in times of need.
My name is O'Connell. I'm Dr. O'Connell. What do you need? Anything?
I need mental health.
Dr. James O'Connell, founder of Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, goes out in the streets to treat homeless people.
I'm Russell. I work here at the college. Tell me your name again.
In Amarillo, Texas, Russell Laurie Hart, president of Amarillo College, helps underprivileged students manage their personal lives, thrive academically, and escape generational poverty. At Peter Johansson High School in Modesto, California, Sherry McIntyre teaches a class about religious tolerance and the diversity of faith in America.
We need to protect the rights of the smallest minority, because in doing that, we're protecting our own rights. We can't get too comfortable. We have to stand up for each other.
The stories go on and on.
We came up with six questions that completely informed our creative process, which are, how do we raise our children? How do we teach our children? How do we take care of the sick and the dying? How do we live and work together? How do we welcome the stranger? And how do we lead?
Hoffman says the film was made as a counterpoint to the growing political and social divisions in America.
Those stories are all examples of working to right these systemic wrongs that we call fundamental unkindnesses.
It's, you know, fundamentally unkind to not have a safe place to sleep, fundamentally unkind to not have access to health care. Racism is fundamentally unkind. Homophobia is fundamentally unkind. Sexism is fundamentally unkind.
Cooperman says that although the film was made just before the country was ensnarled in the grip of the pandemic, it is relevant today.
More relevant, perhaps, than when we even started. Certainly with COVID, it was about communities coming together.
Such as how communities in Anchorage, Alaska are welcoming African refugees, or how elderly communities in Portland, Oregon are caring for children in foster care. The filmmakers hope the documentary inspires people to reach out to one another and to feed the force of good rather than fan the flames of hatred and divisiveness. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
That's our program for today. We thank you for joining us on VOA Asia. Continue online. We're on Facebook at VOA Asia and under that same name on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We also thank those who help bring this program to you every day. Our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, Ira Melman, Doug Bernard, and Keith Lane. I'm Jim Stevenson. We hope you have a wonderful day ahead. Be safe. Be well.